Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dan Pillar back on the show. Dan's a great member of our Brain Trust. About 4 years now, he's been hanging out with us. He's an IRS and an expert, I should say, on the IRS. The author of 11 books, including How to Eliminate Taxes on Debt Forgiveness and the IRS Problem Solver and How to Win Your Tax Audit. Those kinds of books. And he's our good friend Dan Pillar. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So we just went through 8 years of an administration that basically weaponized the IRS. Would you agree with that?
Well, I mean, in one regard, it certainly did, insofar as it's a tax against conservative tax-exempt organizations. It certainly was very, very aggressive in two ways. Number one, limiting the manner in which new exempt organizations with a conservative bent were accepted as exempt organizations. That would be number one. And then number two, auditing the organizations that already existed with a conservative bent. And so no question about that.
Well, and there's another thing that I want to point out, as far as I'm concerned, and from my perspective, was weaponizing the IRS, is the way they confiscated the cash of businesses, legitimate, regular mom-and-pop businesses to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases, who didn't do anything wrong. They just did some things that the IRS thought, when they saw other people doing it the way they were doing it, they thought they were breaking the law. These people weren't, but the IRS took their money and they had to fight to get it back, and in some cases they didn't get it back, just confiscated it.
Yeah, you're talking about the foreclosure actions, and quite frankly, Jim, you know that was going on during the Obama administration. No question about that. But in all fairness, those statutes have been on the books. Those foreclosure statutes have been on the books for quite a while.
I agree.
And the fact of the matter is, say again,
it wasn't just that. Those things didn't just happen in the Obama administration. I agree with
you. No, they didn't just happen during the Obama administration. Now, certain elements of it got exacerbated, no question about that. But the fact of the matter is that, this has been going on for an awful long time. And in fact, we did a number of articles on the issue in my newsletter because it was getting bad. But as I said, this was a systemic problem with the law that just exacerbated during that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's an example of where the IRS has run amok, and I'm afraid.
There's no question about it.
Do you think the IRS, in its own way, in its own little world, is part of the IRS is an example of the deep state?
Well, I don't know about that, Jim. I'm not so sure about that.
I'm not talking about against any particular president or administration. I just mean when I think of the deep state, I mean any agency, any group of people in an agency that are sort of out of control. They have their own agenda, regardless of who's in the White House. What do you think?
Oh, sure. There's no question about that. And as a matter of fact, we've got evidence of that going all the way back to the 1970s. The reason the Freedom of Information Act exists is because Richard Nixon used the Internal Revenue Service as a weapon, to use your
right.
phrase, weaponized the Internal Revenue Service against his political enemy. So there is no question that the IRS it has been and can be very easily used by an administration to attack its enemies. There's just no doubt about it.
There was an example of where they went in and went after the money and got the cash out of this one company, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The company just basically almost went broke. Most companies would have gone broke. while they were trying to fight to get their money back. And when they actually won the right to get their money back, proving the IRS was wrong, instead of giving them their money back, the IRS said, well, how about if we just give you half of it back?
Well, you know, and we had a case exactly like that.
Talk about chutzpah.
Well, no, you're no question about it. We had a client that had $4 million that was taken by the Internal Revenue Service. No allegation of wrongdoing, no tax assessment.
Yeah.
The client happened to have this money. The IRS took the position. And here's what the problem is, Jim. This is the core of the problem when you're dealing with the IRS. The IRS almost never has to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. So what they do is they shoot first, and they never bother to ask questions.
Yeah.
And the taxpayer is the one who has to ask the question.
Hold on to that thought, Dan. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to ask Dan what he thinks the IRS promulgating the new tax bill is going to look like. And you won't be surprised to know that I have an opinion about that. 22, right back with Dan Pella. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with us. But no
one can tell. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.